Chris Robb had a 2010 Toyota Prius, but when he got word of the Chevy Volt, he knew he had to have one.
I'm certainly what you would call an early adopter. My wife, obviously, would rather I wouldn't be, but yeah, I'm certainly in the first in line to get an iPad, the first in line to get the iPhone, no matter which version of it. Every year they come up with a new one, I'm first in line to get that.
So Robb drove 7.5 hours to Michigan to get the electric vehicle, in part because it'll be months before they're sold in Bloomington, says Curry Auto Center General Manager Craig Richards.
In this model year, we'll probably see 3 or 4. So it's not a real high production car. You know, and I think as time goes on, if there's still the people looking for that, obviously they can up production, which they've already upped it once. So they're seeing the push for this car.
But that push must come from more than just the first actors like Robb, says Sonia Carley, a professor at Indiana University's School of Public and Environmental Affairs.
The true challenge for electric vehicle market in general is really how well they can attract the next tier of individuals, not just those first movers, but everyday individuals that might actually buy this car as their first car, let's say, or even their second car, and use it for their regular commutes and integrate it, fold it into their regular daily life patterns.
Robb says of the 3,000 Volts on the road today, his was approximately the 2,500th purchase. He says he's offered rides and test drives to many of his friends, almost to the point of annoyance. Curry's Craig Richards says he appreciates the publicity, but adds he's heard from only half a dozen people he believes would buy the car immediately if it was for sale. For WFIU News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.